Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM Silver City. This is Allison Civic, Director of the Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm talking with Christian Casillas of the Coalition of Sustainable Communities New Mexico and Ona Porter with Prosperity Works. And we've been discussing New Mexico's new community solar program. So Christian, tell us how solar capacity will be developed in each of the three service areas in the state. Tell us kind of how that's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah. So the as you mentioned, there is a cap of up to 200 megawatts of solar that can be built up to the end of this initial period, which will be November 2024. And that 200 megawatts is subdivided among the three investor-owned utilities according to the proportion of capacity that each of those serve and in terms of total generation. And so PNM will have up to 125 megawatts of projects. El Paso Electric will have 30 megawatts of projects, and SPS will have 45 megawatts of projects. And the way that the projects will be allocated is there will be an RFP, request for proposals, that will be developed and then released by a third-party administrator that the PRC is hiring to run this program. And there are, in the rulemaking, there were specified a number of criteria with which these different project submissions will be evaluated. And we can get more into those if you'd like. And so then there will be developers, likely mostly from out of state, that have experience developing community solar projects, as well as partnerships with local installers, a lot of local community groups, local engineering firms, to submit the proposals, and then if they win, to build the projects.
Yeah, I'm curious. Is New Mexico's community solar program modeled off of other state programs elsewhere in the country, or are we creating our own new innovative program?
So there's, I believe there's 19 states that have enabling legislation for community solar, including DC. During the legislative process, we received a lot of input and looked at best practices from other states. And so in that sense, our community solar program has many aspects that are similar to other states. And there's also a number of unique aspects. So I believe we have the largest low-income carve-out for a state legislated project program. And then another aspect of our program that's unique is it has explicitly within the statute points to the sovereignty of tribal nations, that they don't need enabling state legislation to create community solar programs or participate in them. They have the right to build and develop theirs without regard to the capacity caps or a lot of the other requirements that the projects will need to follow for the three investor-owned utility service territories.
Okay, and you know, if you're a solar company, what is the incentive to participate in the program? What are the solar companies getting out of this program?
They'll get their return on investments. So due to the the declining costs in solar over the years. These programs now can be developed where subscribers can see discounts. So, you know, PNM has a antiquated program. I think it's called Blue Sky, and that was a premium based program where people would sign up and they would pay more to get clean energy. Nationwide, we're seeing most of these, the newly built community solar programs offering, you know, on the order of 10% discounts to subscribers. And so then, and within that is the return on investment that motivates these developers and financiers to build and develop these projects, get their return on investment, and offer discounts to subscribers.
So essentially, though, they're getting like a guaranteed market, I guess, right, for their solar power, is as opposed to, you know, developing a solar project without really having, you know, a customer base. I mean, you know, I guess I'm just wondering kind of what is the incentive for them to come to the come into this program and to come to New Mexico as opposed to go to some other state? I mean, is it real? Are the margins really that good for them to be able to make a profit, guaranteed profit?
Yeah, well, so there's no guarantee. They'll have to do their work to sign up to create projects that are attractive to subscribers to sign up for. If they don't fully subscribe, they get paid what is called the avoided cost, which is the cost that the utility would otherwise be paying for its own resources to generate the electricity. And that will be substantially less than they would get from the subscribers. And so the, you know, that what I didn't mention, the primary other dynamic here is that due to the falling costs of solar, it is now in many regions the cheapest generation source. So that allows these developers to build these projects, and for the bill credit rates that are determined by the PRC for each unit of electricity, they're able to build the projects and generate that for much less than the bill credit, and that's where the margin comes from.
Got it. Yeah. So this is the first phase of the program, right? And they're going to evaluate the program after the state is the PRC after the first 3 years, and then what happens?
The main thing that we know will happen is the PRC will then decide on a future cap for the program. And that will happen following a thorough evaluation of the program that will look at aspects such as the impacts on grid, the impacts of non-participating customers, the participation and benefits to low-income customers, and a number of other aspects that are required in the statute to evaluate the success and benefits of this program for New Mexico communities.
Yeah. So what's the expected timeline for rollout of the program? When can people expect to be able to subscribe and start getting these benefits?
It's a good question. So, I'll just give you kind of an estimated timeline. Is that the PRC should have just made a decision on their program administrator to hire. A request for proposals went out to hire an organization that has experience in running these programs. They will then need to develop an RFP that will then be released so that organizations throughout the country can apply, can make proposals to build programs. That may take some additional months. So, say maybe all of that might take place in maybe early to late fall. And then with awards, then we might begin to see organizations begin to build their programs in maybe early next year. And then within anywhere from, maybe on the order of six months, these projects will be online and running. So maybe by next summer, we might see projects producing power. Does that seem like seem reasonable to you, Ona, from what you've heard?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can look for shovels in the ground in Q1 next year, and then as soon as developers are operational, subscribers then will begin to see the benefits. Although one of the things that's important to know is that we will be looking for signing up subscribers in advance of their actual operation. So we'll know what kinds of discounts the different developers are offering. And we will know also where they are in terms of their capacity sooner than the time that they're actually providing the energy. And so in that process, we actually are looking at working with community-based partners around the state for them to communicate with their communities, in their communities, the benefits of community solar. And so we are, as Christian mentioned, we're working right now to advise the PRC on the models that should be used for subscription. And we're doing listening sessions around the state to understand what our community partners need in order to either formally or informally be the communication link to the community. And so formally, if they were formally involved, they would actually get paid for doing the work of connecting subscribers. And informally, they would not receive that benefit, but they understand the power of reducing costs for the people that they serve. And so they would have that incentive to participate.
Absolutely. And Ona, you mentioned the carbon emission reductions. And I'm curious if there was any kind of an assessment of the carbon reductions from this program, some expected reductions over a certain time frame. I don't know if you all have those numbers.
Christian May, I do not.
I just made some rough calculations this morning. So they,
you're the guy to do it, Christian.
Take them with a grain of salt. I think one important thing to mention, first of all, is that one of the what I see as the major impacts of this program is really on the equity and access, on the environmental justice piece. This initial rollout of 200 megawatts will produce about the equivalent of 2% of the generation capacity of these three investor-owned utilities. So community solar here in New Mexico is not going to be the answer to rapid transition to 100% renewables. It's one of the many pieces that play a role, and it's a critical piece because it has an equity aspect built into it that many of these other pieces have yet to fully have embedded in them. A 5 megawatt solar array might produce in a year the equivalent of 800 cars, automobiles taken off the road. And so that would be about 32,000 gasoline automobiles taken off the road every year due to the solar equivalent of emissions reduction due to the production of solar, and that will decline as we go, as the grid itself gets cleaner. So right now, in next year when the these plants come on, they'll be replacing a mix that's more carbon intensive than we'll see in 10 years down the road, and we expect to see New Mexico's grid to be carbon free by 2045.
Yeah, it's really great, and I am so pleased that New Mexico's able to be so much more aggressive than other states on the whole equity issue. Since, as I think Ona pointed out, we do have so many low income people in New Mexico, and we do need to have a just transition, not just a transition to a renewable energy economy, but it has to be just and equitable for everyone. So this is great news. Well, let's take a break and we'll return for the second half of our show as we continue our conversation about New Mexico's community solar program. Don't go away.